As the idea of historical faith was brought up, I was just reminded of the women at the tomb. So historical faith is like going back to the tomb to try and find what has always been, right? So that word tomb or the sepulcher actually in the Greek literally means memory vault. So it's like going back to the memory of things that are fixed in our memory as a basis for our spiritual life. But of course, you know, that may serve for a time, but there comes a time when it can no longer serve, that we have to move out of our reliance on having something solid from a memory perspective and be in the living, unfolding aspects of life, which just don't have that same sort of solidity to it. And which is a good thing, because we have to learn to be adaptable. And this work, the word, enables us to become much more flexible and malleable in terms of our sense of the Lord and even where he is, where he's found. So it's a good thing to be challenged. And this really, you know, like the story, it's all about moving away from a historical faith which can no longer serve into something living. And this is the casting off of the proprium is not interested in flow, process, constant change. What it wants is to have something fixed that it can own.